You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We are community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hey everybody, I am Radney Foster, and you're out there in Radio Land, and I'm right here at KUTX, but they've gone crazy, and they actually let me have the keys to the building. They have an unbelievable record collection, and I'm going to play a bunch of songs for you, including some of the ones from my new record, Everything I Should Have Said, which is out in stores everywhere, or you can get at my website with an autograph on it. But we'll more about that later. Let's get some John Hyatt in here, Memphis in the meantime. Mercy me. That's Mr. John Hyatt with Ry Cooter backing him up on guitar. Memphis in the Meantime is one of my favorite songs, actually from one of my favorite albums by the man called Bring the Family. My name is Radney Foster. I'm a Texas singer-songwriter, and I'm playing a bunch of stuff for you here in this next hour here at KUTX. you know, they kind of let the kid in the candy store and they don't know what they're in for yet. But I was about 25 years old when that record came out, and I had just gotten my first publishing deal. And I had been aware of John before, but man, that record came out and it just blew the doors off of it for me. And all of a sudden I went, I've been doing this all wrong. But anyway, it was a really big moment in my life as a songwriter, and it made me go back and dig a little deeper and really think about becoming a better lyricist. We're going to swing right into another big hero of mine, Mr. Waylon Jennings, and I'll tell you a little more about it on the back end. This is Just Because You Asked Me To.
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love is simple truth. There's no end to what I do, just because you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. How much I love you, and after all that I've been through, I'd turn and walk away from you, just because you ask me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
That's Waylon Jennings, Just Because You Asked Me To. And that song is really important to me because that song was my introduction to Billy Joe Shaver. He and Waylon wrote that song together. You know, just everything about it sort of put the wheels in motion of thinking once again more about lyrics and telling stories and seeing how well you could tell stories. And that really brings me to the next song. I'm Radney Foster. They've let me take over the whole keys to the building here. And you're listening to KUTX, but yes, I know I sound different. So here you go. This is a song that's off of my new record, and it's a story song. And I think that Billy Joe is one of the better story song guys out there ever. Along with quite a few others, but I was thinking about that when I wrote this song. So this is my own self, Radney Foster, from my new album, Everything I Should Have Said, and this is California.
Was a beer and a bourbon, a conversation and a kiss that started at 5. Led to a night of holding each other close through teardrops and desire. Two half-broken people heading west shared a motel room and killed a little emptiness. Morning came too soon on the way to California. Can't you hear California calling your name? A siren song, once you hear it, nothing is the same. Made ancient Spaniards say ride the rails. Oh, California. That highway to freedom became a sweet lost weekend for me and you. A detour through the mountains up to Santa Fe with nothing much to do. You said you're starting over in L.A. Now that he's cut you loose, I'm headed north of there. Don't know why she left that way. I might land in Santa Cruz, California. Can you hear California calling your name? A siren song, once you hear it, nothing is the same. Caught Marilyn Monroe, made miners rush for gold. Oh, California, I know a year it's come and gone, that you probably moved on, but girl, your memory won't go away. I know that this sounds crazy wrong, but if you hear this song, October 1st meet me. Can't you hear California calling your name? A siren song, once you hear it, nothing is the same. She's whispering soft and low, come and hold me close. Ah, California. In California, California,
that's me, Radney Foster, California. They let me take over the studio here at KUTX, and I get to play anything I want to. And, you know, so heck, I get to play one of my own. That's off my brand new record, Everything I Should Have Said. And that's the great young Casey Musgraves singing harmony with me. Speaking of someone who is, not from California, really from the D.C. area, but who spent the better part of her first part of her career in California with what was considered the best rock or country band around ever, the Hot Band at the time. Emmylou Harris is without a doubt one of the greatest vocalists you'll ever hear, and this is an amazing band, and I'll tell you more about how that band influenced my whole career when we get through with it. Emmylou Harris, Two More Bottles of Wine.
Wait.
That is Emmylou Harris and Two More Bottles of Wine singing that great, great Delbert McClinton song. You're listening to KUTX 98.9 and right here in Austin, Texas. And I'm Radney Foster. They let me take over the whole dang place. And so here we go. I'm just going to play what I like. The reason I played that is her band has had an unbelievable influence. First of all, she is a vocalist, and just the music that she picked. And then later in her career as a songwriter, she didn't really discover she was a songwriter until she's probably 50 years old. But in any case, she knew how to pick a great song, and Delbert McClinton is one of the greater songwriters ever. But back to the band, you know, Rodney Crowell, Ricky Skaggs, Glenn D. Harden. Ultimately, there's a guy who really helped me start my career named Steve Fischel, who was Emmylou Harris's pedal steel player, and he's a phenomenal record producer and steel player. He's just been out on tour with Rodney and Emmy doing a worldwide tour of this new duet record that they made. Steve produced my first two albums. Delia, Texas in 1959 in particular is what set me on the map as a solo artist, and I could never have done it without Steve, and he really helped me pull in and dig deep into the honky-tonk world and that side of my upbringing and that side of my psyche and that side of my soul. So hats off to you, Steve. That one's for you. Next up, we've got Bruce Springsteen, a little bit of a surprise. Here you go.
Homecoming in Harlem late last night, and a magic rat drove his slick machine over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at no mass and disappear down. Shadows, always quiet, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight all is silence in the world. As we take our stand down in jungle land, midnight gangs assemble and picked a rendezvous. beneath the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns him down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches and the ambulance pulls away. Where's the girl shuts out the bedroom light? Outside the streets on fire and a real death waltz between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the thrill of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Dr. Springsteen. You know, I could probably do a whole show on Bruce Springsteen. This is Rodney Foster, and you're listening to KUTX. Mr. Springsteen was my introduction to a great, great artist, Mr. Tom Waits. And Tom, like myself, believes that you can't really pin all this creativity on yourself. It comes from the universe and comes from God. And there's a great famous story of him driving on the freeway in L.A., and that only L.A. 60-mile-an-hour bumper-to-bumper NASCAR thing, white knuckle to the wheel. And he gets an idea, and it's a great idea, and he has nothing to write with. He has no way to pull over without getting killed, and he's got nothing to record with. It's before cell phones could record things, actually, and probably gotten killed doing that anyway. Needed both hands. And in his frustration, he looks up at the universe and he gets straight up in the air and goes, "Really? Now? Are you kidding me? I mean, if it's all so important that you get out into the world, go bug Leonard Cohen. He's a really great writer and he lives in an apartment in New York. I'm sure he is not stuck on a freeway somewhere." And so it got me, that actual story got me to thinking about, well, what do I think of this muse? Who is this muse? And to me, she's a drunk mistress that shows up at my house at 2:30 in the morning, because I still have to keep a pad by the bed and get up out of bed and honor that when she shows up. She has broken my heart on many an occasion, and the first cut off of my new record is called "Whose Heart You Wreck," or "Ode to the Muse." Sometimes you kiss me, baby, sometimes you don't. Weave your magic all night long, next night you won't. Come and go just as you please, I don't get no respect. Cause you don't really give a damn whose heart you wreck. Solder in at 2 a.m. whisper poetry. Sent you us whiskey.
myself a real job and a lover won't do me wrong. Then you sneak in with my guitar and a line I can't reject. Ah, you don't really give a damn about you, Rick. Pick the lock on my kitchen door, pout and play me well. Smile and say that you got one last story left to tell. Say that you'll give back my soul if I'll cash this last check. Nah, you don't really give a damn whose heart you have. We both know you're lying as you lean in to kiss my neck. Ah, you don't really give a damn whose heart you wreck.
That's me, Rodney Foster, believe it or not. Whose Heart You Wreck? That's my ode to that elusive muse and how she treats me so badly. But you're listening to KUTX 98.9 right here in Austin, Texas. We're going to play a couple of my heroes back to back. If you can't figure this out, that finger-picking guitar was influenced by Mr. Guy Clark, who's up next with Let 'Em Roll.
He's a wino, tried and true. Done about everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet. And he lost the thread and his mind got cluttered and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you had just begun. And then he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. I spent 17 years riding line. He ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, black veil covering a silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just to let him roll, Lord, let him roll. He always said that heaven, just a Dallas whore. Let him roar, Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
Just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
that is the incredible late great Ray Price. And I grew up in Del Rio, Texas, and there's a ton of reasons why I played that song. His band leader, Blondie Calderon, who was really a vibes player and a piano player, but a mentor to many, and myself included. First place I really got up and played with a professional band and was in Del Rio with Blondie and his band. And in addition to that, that song was written by the great Chris Christopherson, who is another border rat like myself. He grew up down in Brownsville area. And he always said that when he wrote that song, he was trying to write mariachi. And if you listen to the chorus, you can sure hear that mariachi harmony in the whole thing. And just a couple years ago, actually just this last year, I think, I was backstage with Chris Christopherson and Guy Clark and Todd Snyder, and Guy made everybody play a song, and a new one. And so I played the song you're about to play that's off my new record called The Man You Want, and Chris said it was okay. So I was just saying, if Chris says it's okay, it's okay.
I've been a cowboy all my life, a rock star once or twice, a preacher and a poet, a son of a bitch and I know it. Well, I bet on loving horses, you know jackpots beat divorces. But the luckiest thing that I've ever pulled off is being the man you want, the one you like to lean on, the one you miss when I'm gone, the one you run from but still like to get caught. Every secret moment shared, every spark that smoked and flared, you've given yourself to me with all you've got. Baby, I love being the man. My best, my worst, and in between the rest, held on when love faltered and watched it come back stronger. Your crazy gift of magic has held me through the tragic rivers in my life that I've had to cross. Baby, I love being the man. Man.
sure that you take a look with him. For a handsome face can fit, and passion soon grows colder, and all that will remain are hidden things. Hidden things, hidden.
That is Kelly Willis from right here in Austin, Texas. You're listening to KUTX 98.9. I'm Radney Foster. They're letting me play anything I want to. And I'm playing Kelly Willis because I think she is such an amazing singer, and I've always loved that song. I believe that's Paul Brady's song. Great Irish singer-songwriter. The fun thing about that is that when my wife and I were dating many, many years ago, she lived in San Francisco and I lived in Nashville, and she would make me mixtapes, something we did way back when, and she would send them in the mail, and she sent me a mixtape called Hidden Things. So it's pretty sexy. So there you go. Next up, we've got somebody who is a big influence on me, not only as a writer, but also as band, and I'll probably explain a little more about that on the back side. This is definitely straight up rock and roll. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Refugee.
Thank you.
That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and one of the greater singles, if you ask me, of the 70s. And, you know, I always loved Tom's writing. I've been a fan for a long, long time. And but also, Mike Campbell, his guitar player, is probably the biggest influence on my electric guitar playing there is around. And, you know, I struggle at playing electric guitar, and I set myself the path of playing most of the guitars on this latest record that I made called Everything I Should Have Said. It's out in stores. You can probably grab it right down there at Waterloo Records if you want to. Or you can go to my website, and it comes autographed. You go to RodneyFoster.com, you order one, we mail it to you. I sign them while I'm watching SportsCenter. So there you go. This is KUTX 98.9. They let me come in here and take over for a little while. I wish they'd let me come in here and take over again, and I'll play all new songs by new young artists. Nobody with gray hair in their head, you know. So anyway, but this very, very influenced by Tom Petty and by Mike Campbell on this next song, and I played all the guitars on this track. This is Rodney Foster, and I'm signing off. Thanks a lot.
It's all